What went into your decision to sue Memorial?
When you get down to it, it's pretty simple. It's a public agency. Georgia law says that anything that is run on behalf of the public, and they sit on public land, the county underwrites their bonds. The buildings are leased from the county. They are doing business on behalf of the county, that their public records should be open. So with all the consternation and the problems around the Novant deal, the problems, you want to see how a hospital operates. You want to see what's going on. It ensures, it's our safety net hospital. It cares for everybody. So you want to understand what's going on. Why is the business in need of a partner? Why did the partnership fail? What's the new partnership mean? And we ask lots of questions around that. And over 2 years, we've been requesting documents around those questions and gotten nothing. They hired an Atlanta law firm who basically threw the Northside Hospital case at us each time, saying, no, this is in the Supreme Court and we're a business and you don't have any right to these documents. Nobody does. We do, because we're a business and these are business documents. But that clearly goes against the Georgia Open Records Law that says if you're doing business for the state or for a government entity, your records should be open when it comes to operations. About a month ago, the Supreme Court affirmed that part of the law and said, that's right. So we refiled everything. And they denied us again. We said, okay, this is it. It's not easy. Nobody wants to sue a hospital, but the fact is, they're breaking the law. The records are open, and we should be able to see what's in there, and we should be able to understand what's happening and what has happened to get us to this point.
What's the ideal outcome of this suit?
The ideal outcome is that they will say, okay, we see your point. Here are the records, go through them. And if there's nothing there, you know, we're going to report on what we see. If there's nothing there, there's nothing there. And if there's something there, then we'll talk about what's in there and try to educate ourselves and the public on what has happened and how we got to this point. The ideal outcome is they say, all right, you're serious here. I don't think that'll happen.
How will your readers benefit from this pursuit of open records?
We are serious when we say we want to enforce open records law because it's the bedrock of what we do. But it's the documents that will give us the absolutes of what happened and the conversations. It'll give us the numbers so that we can understand, you know, why a hospital is in the red and what has to happen for a hospital to be profitable and treat everyone. I hope that they'll learn about how that works and they'll understand how the healthcare in their county is handled and how their leaders handled that situation.